Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It is indeed the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend, Todd Starnes today. Todd has shipped out. He's on his way to the People's Republic of New York. I hope he's well. Now, there are a couple of lessons, of course, that he's got to be aware of. A couple of memos, obviously, gun-toting. Not in New York. And Bible-clinging. I think they're barring the Bible in the state of New York as well. Now, the weird part about it, Todd went up today. I'm headed up to New York tomorrow. We have a national convention of talk radio personalities. And it's been years since I have attended one. It's put on by Talkers Magazine, the official trade paper, the Bible, really, of talk radio. So I'm just thrilled that tomorrow I'll be able to see Todd and a number of other great people from all around America who are up there. And I've got to tell you that we are on those front lines. Now, not on the front lines the same way as the military or first responders, but you do understand that the leftists despise you and they despise us. I hate to break your day like that. Like, Jeff, start with a joke. Come on, read the room. I know, but you just need to know how much you and I are hated by the leftists. And we're going to get into that in a moment, a breaking story out of Maryland that we have to address because it's a great example of how much the leftists hate proud Americans. About a half hour from now, another dear friend, Tony Pham, is going to be joining me. Now, Tony is the personification of the American dream. Tony and his family fled Vietnam, one of the last flights out of Vietnam. Tony was a tiny little guy, and there are one or two photos of him as a little kid. I mean, he's really, really a little kid. He's absolutely adorable, but he's confused. I mean, you can see in his eyes, and I'm hoping Tony will shoot me one of these photos. I'll ask Grace to put it up on the Todd Starnes website, toddstarnes.com. And you can see what Tony looked like, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Tony has lived the American dream, as I said. And what did Tony wind up doing? Well, he became, as he describes it, a country lawyer. A lot of self-deprecation there because he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He served as a prosecutor. He served as the director of ICE for President Trump. So Tony's going to be with us in a couple of moments. So let me share with you the breaking news story out of Maryland. It's Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is the home community for many of the Washington, D.C. insiders, including Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They have moments ago arrested a California man who was in his mid-20s carrying weapons and burglary tools. He was arrested right near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. He's been taken into police custody. And if you're thinking, well, listen, it's just some wacky kid from California, you know, it just happens to be carrying burglary tools, but come on, who doesn't do that these days? And he's carrying weapons. Well, you know, some of us may carry them legally and some may carry them illegally. But, you know, he's just out for a stroll, right? Yeah, here's the detail that really needs to come to the forefront of this. He let the police know that he was there to break into Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Let that sink in for a moment. Is this a delusional young man? Is this a kid who is off his meds? Is he just bat crap crazy? Or does he have an agenda? And if he's got an agenda, let's figure out what the agenda is. Well, guess what? We don't have to go that far. We don't actually have to do a lot of research because this 20-something-year-old guy from California told the police he was there to kill Kavanaugh because he's upset that Roe v. Wade may very well be overturned. He also said he was upset with recent mass shootings. Huh. So you are upset with shootings, and the way you're going to demonstrate your displeasure with the shootings is to shoot and kill somebody. He was arrested by the Montgomery County Police Department, taken to Montgomery County Police Department's 2nd District. Now, is this a one-off? I think we'd all like to think it is. Most of us of a certain age would like to think, you know, you can disagree on issues, you can get into debates, you can get into arguments, but at the end of the day, we're all good people, we all want the right thing, we're all in favor of America, etc., etc., etc. I hate to tell you something. That's not the way it is anymore. It just isn't. The leftists hate us. And the sooner that you realize that, the quicker that you understand that, the better off you're going to be. I still have friends of mine who are conservative. And they continually think, oh, I could sway those liberals. I would just share some common sense. I'll share some thoughts. And there may be some of those folks left. But the real leftists, the real progressives, the leaders of the Democrat Party in this day and age, those folks who control the Democrat Party, they don't have any interest in chatting with you. Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, not too long ago called out Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. You remember that? Talked about all the things you had unleashed and how terrible things would be visited upon you. Now, anybody else would have been investigated. Anybody else might very well have been prosecuted, but Schmuck Schumer is part of the in crowd. He's part of the leftist establishment that controls D.C. He is the swamp. Because make no mistake, if Schumer were not the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, you'd see him on a UHF station somewhere pitching a slip and fall law firm. He's a little bit like slipping Jimmy McGill, in my opinion. So he gets away with it. San Fran Nan gets away with it in the House of Representatives. Right? I mean, could anybody else have been pictured in front of a $25,000 freezer filled with ice cream that cost approximately $20 a pint without being ridiculed? Nobody. Nobody could do that. But San Fran Nan can. She gets away with it. She comes to D.C. She gets off a broomstick one and she tells everybody, hey, I'm here to save everybody. And if you don't like it, tough. Then she wants to get into an argument with the entire Catholic Church. I thought this was fascinating. Now, look, I'm not Catholic, and so I don't sit here and tell you that I'm sort of an expert on the practice of those who belong to the Roman Catholic Church. I can't sit here and do that. I can't sit here and tell you about canon law. But I get that the Archbishop of San Francisco can absolutely positively say she is not to receive communion anymore. Why? Because she has advocated for years for the wholesale slaughter of little babies. We're just not on board with that. And she's shocked. She's appalled. And you get some of the other leftists who, on any other given day, would tell you about how evil religion is, because God knows they hate the very idea of personal faith. They hate religion. They hate the idea that there is a God above all of us who has told all of us, each of us, hey, this is right and this is wrong. They don't want that. They want you to worship them. So I find that fascinating. I do mean absolutely fascinating that they could do it in, well, in broad daylight. You know, it's the sort of thing you think, well, maybe they're going to cover it up. They'll talk about it in closed circles. Oh, no, no. Right out in front of everybody. And those people who purport to be the real reporters and the serious journalists, who quite frankly, if they're in the legacy news media, for large part, not everyone, I don't want to slam each and every one of them, but in large part, they have become part of that DNC operation. They really have. And so no shock there. New York City. Todd's headed to New York right now. I'm heading up there. I'm going to meet him tomorrow. We're both going to be part of this Talkers Magazine convention. And I'm reading a story from the New York Post where the mayor of New York himself, a good, upstanding left-wing Democrat, talks about how dangerous New York is. I'm going to give you those details in just a couple of moments. Now, I want to remind you. You need to go to ToddStarnes.com for anything and everything related to Todd. There's always great material there, wonderful stories, his books, his commentary, his insight, ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. If you want to send me a note, I'm always looking for some feedback. I'm on Getter. You can look for The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. If you don't mind, give me a follow over there. I'd really appreciate that. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show. And if you want to send me a note while you and I are having a little chat here, Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Thrilled beyond belief, my friends. Jeff Katz sitting in for my dear friend Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. What a marvelous, marvelous day. I mentioned to you, Todd is in transit, headed up to New York. No, no, it's voluntary. It really is. Headed up to New York, and I'm actually headed to exactly the same place tomorrow. We're going to the big talk radio convention. Believe it or not, like any other industry, there's a trade paper. Talkers Magazine has been the Bible of talk radio for, gosh, got to be 30 years now. Michael Harrison is the publisher of that. And, you know, the interesting thing about Michael, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds and the business side of it, but Michael is himself a great talk radio personality, and he really had to give that up in order to become the guy who did the trade publication. You know what I mean? Like, he's not looking for a job in talk radio. He's covering the industry. And so he put aside his own personal ambitions, I think, because he could have been just phenomenal. He is phenomenal. I hear him every once in a while sitting in for somebody here or there, and I've known him forever. But he owns and operates Talkers Magazine. Long story short, Todd and I will be up there tomorrow and Friday for the big talk radio trade meetings. It'll be good stuff. Todd, as I said, is going voluntarily. I'm going voluntarily, although I'm looking at this report. I'm reading the New York Post, right? I got to get up to speed on what's going on in New York these days. The mayor up there, Eric Adams, who himself, big-time left-wing Democrat, loves all the left-wing stuff, he says nobody takes the criminal justice system seriously in New York anymore. In fact, he called New York City's criminal justice system, quote, the laughingstock of our entire country. Well, Mr. Mayor, it's you and your team who did that. Don't look at me. 1,000 years ago, when I was a cop, I used to lock people up. And then we had prosecutors. And they would prosecute the people I had arrested, and then they would send them someplace sort of for, you know, like a timeout. But it's your side, Mayor Adams, that said, oh, listen, why do we need cash bail? I'll tell you why you need cash bail. Because you have violent criminals who commit violent crimes. That's who they are. That's what they do. Well, we don't need cash bail. And you know what? Really? Why should we support the cops? Because they're keeping you safe. So this guy, and he's a retired New York City police captain, which is the most amazing part of this, but even this guy now is saying, quote, we have to get serious about this cause. Innocent people are dying. He is right. San Francisco, believe it or not, just voted to recall their far left wing, George Soros financed district attorney, a guy by the name of Cheza Boudin, who grew up in a domestic terror family situation. He's been recalled from office. So I'm just telling you, when San Francisco, the voters in San Francisco look at a situation and say, you know, this is too crazy even for us, that ought to tell you something. Further down the coast in California, in Los Angeles, George Gascon, and it's an interesting thing, he had been the district attorney up in San Francisco, now he's the district attorney in Los Angeles County. He also is apparently going to be recalled from office. That seems to be the way it's headed. So who's the most upset about that? Well, George Soros is crying in a billion cups of coffee, I suppose. I mean, he's fabulously wealthy. I'm sure he won't stop his financing of Uber leftists, but for the time being, looks like there's a little bump in the road for him, which is good for decent people. Do you know who Janet Yellen is? Janet Yellen used to be over at the Fed, and now she is Secretary of the Treasury for Slow Mo Joe. I want you to take a listen to this. This is the most disturbing thing you're going to hear. Secretary Yellen, cut number 7, please.
With respect to energy, the administration has done everything that they can to bring down energy costs, for example, through an historic release of 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and energy prices, gas prices, while very high, have risen a lot. They would be higher without that. But Putin's war in Ukraine is having impacts on energy and food prices globally.
Give me a flipping break, lady. Oh, we've done everything we possibly could. We sat around the Oval Office. And we had a Ouija board, and we drew pictures, and you've done nothing except break the economy. You broke it!
Remember President Trump? Oh, I didn't like him. Mean tweets. He was an orange guy. Well, I'll tell you what, right about now, I'd give anything for a mean tweet, because gasoline has doubled since the presidential meat puppet was moved into the Oval Office. It's doubled! Empty shelves in America? Are you kidding me? This is all on the Democrats. This is all on the leftists. And they can continue to play this, well, it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. Is it? Really? Okay. You keep telling yourself that. Those of us in the real world, we get it. I'll give you somebody else on the left who just doesn't get it. Debbie Stabenow is one of the senators from Michigan. Listen to the good senator. Clip number 3.
Yes, I do have to say, just on the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend, and went by every single gas station, and didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
Oh, that's wonderful, except she's full of crap. Of course she drove by gas stations, because it's not a gas-powered vehicle. She had to stop at the electric charging stations. How do you make electric? Oh, Jeff, I'm pretty sure it's unicorn power. No, it's fossil fuels. By the way, The average income for the average family in Michigan is $59,000 a year. The average cost for an electric vehicle in the state of Michigan, $56,000 a year. Oh, yeah, she's one of the people, all right. Former ICE director for President Trump, Tony Pham, is joining us just moments from now. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my longtime friend, my dear friend, Todd Starnes. Our southern border is a mess. There's the understatement, don't you think? Understatement of the day, understatement of the week, understatement, I guess, of the last year since the Biden administration took power. And I want to get a little insight on that. And I also want to talk a little bit about this arrest that was made not too long ago outside of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland. A California man in his mid-20s, we're told, came with burglary tools and, depending on the report you read, one or more weapons. And he made very clear, he told the police, yep, he was there to kill Brett Kavanaugh. He intended to break into his home, according to the report, and then kill the Supreme Court justice. Now, my friend Tony Pham, I've told you, is, my opinion, the American dream personified. He and his family fled Vietnam as it was falling to the communists. And he and his family, now, he was a little guy. He didn't do as much of the heavy lifting as his mom and dad, but they just blew it out of the water, my friends. I mean, to see the accomplishments. And Tony has held a number of very important positions throughout the years as a prosecutor, as the principal legal counsel over at DHS. And President Trump asked him to serve as the director of ICE as well. And I'm happy to say he's with us. Tony, thanks for making some time for us.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me on the Todd Starnes Show. Glad to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Now, let me start with the really nasty part of this. This guy who was trying to break in, we're told, or planning to break into Justice Kavanaugh's house and do him harm, do his family harm. Unfortunately, you know about that situation firsthand, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, within the first week of my service as the acting director for ICE, protesters targeted my wife and kids and came to our residence, our home, and protested them, entered our property, approached the door, spewed hateful rhetoric. This was right after they protested me at my official office up in Washington, which I deemed to be fine, but, it's abhorrent to see this happening in our society right now, the lack of discourse and just how folks on the left believe it's okay to actually target wives and children of public officials at their home. I watch it all unfold helplessly on camera, and I'm glad here in this particular circumstance that the law enforcement personnel who the left have demonized for years now, since 2020, were able to stop this individual before anything horrible could happen to Justice Kavanaugh.
It is a terrible situation. Tony, you served as the acting director of ICE. You were part of President Trump's team. You knew the job that the members of the United States Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection were doing day in and day out. You've also been looking pretty closely at what's happened since Joe Biden and his team took over. Give us some contrast, would you please?
Absolutely, Jeff. You know, my contrast isn't based just on news reports. You know, I've talked to you a little bit. I've visited the southern border just as recently as April down in Yuma, Arizona. Spoke to some members of CBP while I was down there. And as you know, while I was there observing, migrants just illegally crossed over into the United States and disappeared into the U.S. And absent federal officials there being able to enforce our immigration laws, there wasn't anything that we ordinary citizens can do. And I witnessed that firsthand and began looking at the numbers of border encounters that our colleagues at CBP had. They steadily increased every month this month for this fiscal year and broke records last year compared to what the President Trump and his team that I was proud to be a part of accomplished in securing the southern border. But not just securing the southern border, but also enhancing our interior enforcement. When I say enhancing, Jeff, what folks need to realize is, you know, we focus on the criminals, on the interior. And if you were happened to be there during an operation and you were unlawfully here, then that was grounds for us to detain you and put you in Title VIII proceedings and proceed to the removal process. That's not the case now. Absolutely not the case now. Their enforcement numbers have dropped dramatically, somewhere between 25% and 30% on enforcement operations and apprehensions. And when you have that massive incentivization, as I call it, from this administration wanting and allowing people to pour over our southern border without proper enforcement or equipping our personnel to enforce, plus the decreased apprehension numbers, you know, it's just a dinner bell being rung for folks similar to this 15,000 migrant processional, as I call it, caravan, making their way up Mexico with unfettered until they get to our southern border. And my heart goes out to our men and women in CBP. After dealing with what happened in Uvalde, they're going to have to turn around. And they're going to have to deal with this mass influx of individuals that are going to be coming to our borders demanding asylum, which, quite frankly, demanding it, as opposed to saying, hey, we're going to let the due process process work itself out, and we're going to do a case-by-case analysis of the asylum claims that come through.
I got you. Jeff Katz in today for Todd Starnes in the Liberty University studio. Joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Tony Pham. Tony served as the director of ICE under President Trump, and there really is there's really nobody that I'm aware of that has the insight that you have, Tony. Again, you came here, your family came here as legal immigrants, and you came through the process, you filled out the paperwork, whatever the hoops and loops were, you did it all, and you went on to achieve great, great things and turned around, served our country. Your sister is a doctor, also serving our country by serving veterans in the VA medical system. So what does it say to you, just as somebody who comes from a family who said, we're playing by the rules, when you see people saying, hey, we're not going to follow any of the rules?
You know, thank you for that opportunity, Jeff, because I think it goes unspoken, because so many of these left-wing activists and advocates conflate the issue of being either a refugee who comes to this nation lawfully, like the Afghan refugees or those from Ukraine, those are displaced by war, versus those who try to illegally cross over our borders and only claim asylum if, and I say this, if they're apprehended. You know, we have been very clear over at ICE. If you have a lawful claim for asylum, the process is to present yourself at a land bridge port of entry, be identified, present your claim for asylum, and allow the process to begin. But we have folks pouring over in droves over the river, Rio Grande River, and if they're apprehended, they claim asylum. If they're not, they're in our country as gotaways. And we all know secretary already said it, you know, there won't be an enforcement action if you just happen to be unlawfully here. That's not grounds for enforcement action against you if they have come across you. What that says to folks like myself whose family fled their native country because of a war, who waited 10 years to go through the process, and we took our oath of allegiance to this nation as Americans, it just undercuts the value of the lawful immigration system. What people don't realize is that fiscal year 2020, we left more than 600,000 people under President Trump's administration received in fiscal year 2020, received became lawful citizens through the naturalization process. We have lost our ability to market that positive moment in their lives and my life when we conflate the process of illegal immigration versus lawful immigration.
Wow. Tony, I'm always just blown away by your story, but it just warms my heart when I hear the adventure that you and your family have been on for a couple of decades, and I'm grateful that you have achieved everything you have. I'm grateful to your parents for having the courage to raise such good kids and to instill such great values, and I really am humbled to call you a friend. Tony, I thank you for taking time for us today, my friend.
Jack, if I may, thank you so much for always having me on. I love being here in Memphis. Just so you know, I am here in Memphis, and I'm happy to be on the Todd Starn Show. I hear he was born and raised in Memphis as well. So thank you for having me on, my friend.
Thank you, sir. That is Tony Pham. Tony served as President Trump's ICE director during the final part of President Trump's time in office. And I will tell you that if President Trump returns to the White House, and the latest poll that I'm looking at this morning has him handily defeating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a primary race. And I'm okay with that. Look, I would happily vote for President Trump. I would happily vote for Governor DeSantis. I think they're both good men. I think they will both be excellent presidents. We know President Trump's record, and we can look at Governor DeSantis's record in Florida. Both of them are exemplary. So whichever way it comes out, I'm going to be very happy to vote for either one of those gentlemen. And I don't make predictions, because I'm telling you right now, if I made predictions, I would have already won Powerball and Mega Millions and all that other good stuff. But if I had to make a prediction, whether it's Donald John Trump or Ronald DeSantis, who was sworn in as president, I can almost guarantee you each of them reaches out to that man right there, Tony Pham, and says, Tony, please. Please come back to federal service. Want to remind you, you find everything Todd Starnes at toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com, all of the information, all of the show notes, all of that good stuff, and a reminder about good people doing good things. You know, this is one of those important things. We talk about the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Well, understand something. Patriot Mobile has the same values that you and I have. And you've got to support people like that. We look at our friend Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell canceled In This Culture Today. Why? Because he is a Christian and because he's a conservative. How shameful is it that he's lost 90% of his retail outlets? Well, I'm just here to tell you, you've got to support people who support us. You have shared values. And a good way to know who is sharing your values is to look at toddstarnes.com. If you want to send me a note, you want to stay in touch with me, a couple of ways. On Getter, just follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. If you don't mind, I'd love to follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. And you can always shoot me an email, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff Katz, very happy to be sitting in for Todd today. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
It It's the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd today. Todd is on his way to New York. He'll be broadcasting from New York, as I understand it. That's going to be very exciting. Very, very exciting. I'm going to be meeting Todd up there tomorrow. It's official. I just was swiping on my phone here, and sure enough, I've got my boarding pass, so no putting it off. I'll be able to hang out with Todd for the big talk radio convention up there, Talkers Magazine putting it on. And I would dare say that one of the things Todd is going to hear throughout the next couple of days in New York is, we are so proud of you. Now, I've known Todd for a long time, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Todd used to be a guest on my show, was it 20 years ago? 15 years ago? It's a long time ago. I'll leave it at that. When I used to do morning radio in Boston, and Todd was a reporter, a correspondent for Fox, and I just loved his work, and I said, hey, would you mind coming on my show every once in a while? So he used to come on, and we had a great, great time. And then the big poobahs over there at Fox heard him on my show and said, oh, we're going to do a lot more with him. So they took him away from me. But that was okay. I was very happy for Todd. And, of course, I love his writing. The daily devotional now, the withdrawal, it is funny. It is meaningful. It's great stuff. Now, Todd told me the last time I chatted with him, he's going to be doing some sort of a cookbook. I don't know if that's true, but I've got a few recipes, if in fact he is going to do that. And I said, he's going to hear a lot from people saying, hey, congratulations, good for you. Why? Because the Todd Starnes Show grows every single day. Brand new this week, WSJS in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Beautiful part of the world. The triad is really great. And WSJS in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. News, talk, sports for the triad. And so congratulations to those folks for bringing Todd to the triad. And congratulations to Todd for adding that. And I got this wonderful note from Grace Baker that says, if a caller calls in and gets on the air, and they are listening on WSJS in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they get a prize pack. Well, far be it for me to keep a prize from anybody, so let me just remind you what the call-in number is, all right? 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. And as we head through the next couple of moments, we'll certainly be talking to people about a variety of issues. Now, we'll also be chatting with Congressman Brian Slayton out of Texas. You know, this January 6th commission or committee or show trial, kangaroo court. I don't honestly know what the appropriate title is. I just know it's a bunch of bunk. And it is all designed to steer your attention elsewhere. Why they just didn't say, hey, look, we've got something shiny. Look over here, or follow that running squirrel, because it's the same thing. You need to understand how desperate, and I do mean desperate, the left in America has become. The Democrats are desperate, and they always do the same thing. You know, the leftists always want to tell you, they want to tell me how stupid we are, how crazy we are. Oh, my gosh. You conservatives, you just don't get it. And you're clinging to that Bible and your guns and blah, blah, blah. And you think, well, yeah, because I don't think it's fair when a man competes against a woman in a sporting event. And I'm not alone in that. I'm not. And when you look at some of the people who are now on the record saying, hey, this is not fair. Martina Navratilova is on the record, and she's getting canceled. She was one of the groundbreaking lesbian professional tennis players a few years back. And now she's getting canceled because she dares to speak out against the idea of biological males competing against biological females. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, is under attack because she is saying, hey, it's not fair. I mean, let that sink in for a second. And you know what's happening in the real world? Aside from all of that, where we're worried, my gosh, why are you canceling out my daughter or my wife or my mom? Why is that happening? The other part of this equation, my friends, is what's happening at the gas pumps. The price of gasoline across America has doubled since Joe Biden was moved into the Oval Office. It's doubled. Take a look at your grocery store shelves. Did you ever see empty shelves before? I swear to you, I've never in my life seen empty shelves. And yet, that's what we're seeing. There's something desperately wrong. I'd appreciate it. Give me a follow over on Getter. You're looking for The Jeff Katz Show. And make sure that you are following everything Todd Starnes by visiting ToddStarnes.com. Jeff Katz in for Todd, The Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
It is indeed the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be filling in for Todd Starnes live from the Liberty University studio. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little something. I am about as boring in real life as you can possibly get. And I don't think it's a bad thing, right? I do my show locally, Central Virginia, News Radio WRBA. We are pleased and proud to be the affiliate here in Central Virginia for my friend Todd Starnes. And congratulations, by the way, to WSJS over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, adding the Todd Starnes Show this week. That's a brilliant move. I'm just telling you, it really is. Great, great, great move on their part. News talk sports for the triad. And so when I tell you that I'm, maybe not boring is the right word, but I just try and live my life. You know, that's all I'm asking. I grew up in Philadelphia, in the city of Philadelphia. And if you looked out my bedroom window when I was growing up, you know what you saw? You saw a dirty alleyway with trash cans. And now every morning I wake up and I look outside and I've got a lawn, and I've got trees, I've got flowers. And I thank God every single day. I mean, I really am just amazed every single day that I have been blessed with this life. And so every once in a while, I'll say to my wife, hey, Heidi, what about blah, blah, blah? And she'll say, oh, that's a thing now. Oh, okay, because I'm not aware of it. Oh, is it a good thing? It's just a thing. So all of a sudden, I'm reading these news stories about kids at drag shows, right? Guys are dressed up as women, and the behavior of these, I don't know, performers, I guess, is, to put it mildly, heavily sexualized. And I said to Heidi the other day, I said, well, what's the story with all these kids at drag shows? And she says, oh, yeah, it's a thing now. And I thought, no, that ought not be a thing. And State Representative Brian Slayton from Texas is kind of leading the charge these days to say, no, really shouldn't be a thing. And he is with us. State Representative Slayton, thank you for being here on the Todd Starnes Show via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
Well, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on down there in Texas that has prompted you to say, hey, I think we need a law on this.
Yes. Well, of course, we started getting reports and hearing about this event. Well, we have a lot of things going on. It's not just this one. We found we have basically pornography in our school libraries, and then we have the gender modification of children, and now we have these drag queen events where they're bringing the kids, and the kids are encouraged to you know, strut the runway, so to speak, whatever. And then at one point, putting dollar bills in their underwear, in these men's underwear, rather wearing ladies' underwear, putting dollar bills in there. I mean, we would not say it was good and decent if the kids were doing that with women strippers putting dollar bills in their underwear. It is completely inappropriate for children. And as you mentioned, the sexualization of children, that is not to happen. It is not a part of their development process. Some of the kids we saw in this video, best we can guess, anywhere from 2-year-old to 12-year-old. And it is not appropriate for them to be there, a part of this activity. And, I mean, it should be labeled as child abuse because we have other protections in the law to keep kids from things that can harm them and that's bad for them developmentally or even to where they could be taken advantage of.
So I've got to ask you, you're talking about 2-year-olds. They didn't get there on their own. You're telling me that parents took 2-year-olds to some drag queen show?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I would say I would play devil's advocate, but man, I can't find the other side of this. So what are you hearing? I mean, these parents who took a 2-year-old, I'm sure they had something to say. What's their motivation for doing this? Do we know?
No, I don't know that exactly. I mean, this is going to fall in the same category when we try to, as we're trying to understand why parents want to put their young child pre-puberty through gender modification surgeries, right? Why would you want to do something permanent to them that's irreversible that might not be what they really want when they're 18, 19, 20? Because kids are known to have, you know, a lot of ideas of what they want to do and be as they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And, you know, I'm not sure what is behind it. I don't, but what's interesting, when you see the drag queen performances, basically they only take the qualities of a woman that are purely sexual. No other qualities of a woman. They, quote, I mean, you could say it's objectifying a woman, right? It's just the sexual aspect. And then that's what they're pushing on these kids is to only enjoy, quote, the sexual aspect of women. But the whole time they claim, to support women and don't treat women like objects. But all this stuff is purely about sex and no other qualities of a woman.
So they're not dressing up like a mom who is reading, a Bible passage to their children. They're not dressing up as a mom who says, boy, I'm going out to a meeting of the PTA. They're not dressing up as moms who are part of this relationship with a dad and they're raising children properly or going to work, whatever it is. It's only that sexual aspect of it. I mean, ought to be a package, right?
Oh, yeah, they're heavy makeup dressed in women's lingerie, dancing around like you would see at a sexually oriented establishment.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So remind everybody, Texas State Representative Brian Slayton is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So tell me now about the legislation that you're introducing. What does it say? What would it do?
Well, we have 3 to 4 different avenues we're looking at. Okay. To implement, and because this is all very new, but the idea where this comes from, and as we've tried to explain to people, we are not trying to end drag shows in Texas. We are trying to stop them from doing it in front of children. This is very basic. This is very low level. Yeah. Leave kids alone. That's all we're trying to do, and I don't know which way we're going to go about doing that, but that's what we're looking at to make this stop. Because, like I say, if someone came to me and said there was an event where people were taking their kids and they were putting dollar bills in women's lingerie as they danced around like, you know, a stripper or whatever, I would be against that. I would say that is wrong and we need to keep children from this. So it's the same concept. Protect kids. Leave them alone. Let them be children. Exactly. And we're not doing that in our culture. We're forcing things on them.
I just think it's outrageous, and I do have to wonder about the parents who are involved in this. You're taking a 2-year-old. 2-year-olds don't make decisions. They go along for the ride. I learned that with each of my 3 kids. You know, we were in the transportation division. That was my job, was getting them from place A to place B. I just can't understand a father or a mother saying, yeah, this is going to be a good experience, and then giving them dollars. Because I read the story, State Representative Slayton, the parents handing dollars to these little kids to go stick in the underwear. Just outrageous.
Yes. Well, this could be similar, you know, to other issues we see with parents maybe trying to live through their child or something. You know, we have grown adults who have their own insecurities with who they are and the choices they've made in their life. And then they try to live out through their child. And a lot of times it's inappropriate. They maybe raise a bully or just too obsessed with the cheerleading team or whatever it could possibly be.
Yeah.
And this could be the same thing, that we have some parents very insecure and they see this fad and this trend of having a, quote, LGBTQ child, and they're forcing it on their child. And it could be something as simple as that. They their own insecurities are forcing these probably permanent damage to their child.
It is a great point. I appreciate you being here. That is State Representative Brian Slayton from Texas. He is pursuing a couple of different avenues, exploring a couple of different avenues, as he discussed here. The idea that any parent would take a two-year-old to a strip club just seems insane. I mean, on any level. And to take the two-year-old to the drag queen show, it's the same sort of a thing. It's a sexualized performance. And then giving a toddler dollar bills, absolutely outrageous. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd Starnes today. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you're in the Triad, you're listening now to the Todd Starnes Show on WSJS, News Talk Sports for the Triad, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there is a very special opportunity for you. If you're part of the program, you get on the air today, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868, you're actually going to get a prize package from Todd Starnes. I don't even know what's in there. I can just guarantee you that it's going to be good stuff. So if you want to grab a piece of the drag queen show here, by all means, happy to chat about it. I know Todd's been talking about it, but now that you've heard what State Representative Brian Slayton from Texas has to say, maybe get a little more information and you want to become part of this experience, 844-747-8868. Over on the social media, let me tell you something. ToddStarnes.com, one-stop shopping, ought to be someplace you are visiting multiple times per day. ToddStarnes.com. And while you're over there, I would sure appreciate if you gave me a follow on Getter. I know Todd does the live cast every single day on Getter, and he's got, I don't know, 30 billion followers. I have slightly less than that, but I could always use you. So if you don't mind giving me a follow on Getter, I'd appreciate it. You're looking for The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. And if you want to reach out email-wise, feel free to shoot me a note, Jeff@TheJeffKatzShow.com. It is Jeff Katz sitting in today for Todd Starnes in the Liberty University studio. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
From the Liberty University studio, it is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Todd is winding his way to New York. He posted some photos already on Facebook. If you're not following on Facebook, you should check it out, because I would imagine once the big talk radio conference in New York gets underway, there are going to be some great, great photos that make it to Facebook. And, you know, if Todd has one of those Baptist martinis, what is that, extra sweet and low, and the iced tea, there's no telling what could happen. Those photos probably won't be posted, but I'm looking forward to catching up with Todd and a whole slew of great talk radio people up in New York. It's going to be tomorrow and Friday. I believe Todd's actually broadcasting live from New York, so that's going to be exciting. So make sure that you're up to date on everything. Best way to do that, in my opinion, go to the website,
ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. There are a lot of issues that we have to address. And make no mistake, filling up your tank now is next to impossible. I really do feel like I either need to sell a kidney before I get to the gas pump, or I need to fill out a mortgage application. It's so expensive. Tom is listening to the great Todd Starnes Show on KYKN in Salem, Oregon. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this whole gas deal really bugs me. And if anybody watches business, like on Fox Barney in the morning, mm-hmm. or Maria Bartiromo,
yep.
or some of the Fox and Friends, there was a chart on there when Biden took office, what the price of gas was and where we're at now. And he's managed to double it just in
yep.
the time he's been there.
Yep.
And the whole elephant in the room is what he did the first month or two, waging war against the petroleum industry. Under Trump, he had the price of oil so low, it actually, for a little bit, went below $1 a barrel.
Yep. Now, Tom, I hate to do this.
They couldn't unload it.
Tom, I hate to do this. I have to correct you on one issue. You said, Biden did this in his first couple of months in office. Tom, he did it in his first couple of seconds in the Oval Office. The first thing this man did was to shut down the XL pipeline and then cancel all the drilling leases and everything in Anwar. So, day one, he turned us from an exporter of petroleum to a beggar nation. And it's an embarrassment.
Yeah, absolutely. And instead of just then doubling the prices, that's 100% increase. 100% increase in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hate to tell you this, Tom. He ain't done yet.
Else.
I know. He's not done yet. Let me ask you the most painful question out of all of this. How much are you paying for a gallon of regular where you are?
It's been jumping like 10 cents a day almost. And like 537 was the last time I filled up. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you guys in the Midwest or so are still lucky. And the left coast is, crazy.
Yeah.
California, they've got their own blend, and plus they tax it more. So they're part of their own problem there.
Yeah.
That they're doing to themselves.
And remember, the California blend also includes, I think it's 11% Chardonnay. So that's part of the reason that their gas prices are so doggone expensive out there. Tom, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Yeah, we're not anywhere close to seeing the end of the petroleum disaster. Now, I'm going to remind you about another part of this. Most of us are paying attention to the price of gasoline, right? I mentioned, a couple of months ago to somebody, I said, the real crisis is diesel. Well, it doesn't matter to me. I don't have a diesel car. It's like, no, I understand you don't have a diesel car, but everything, and I mean everything in your home, in your office, has at some point touched diesel. It's been on a diesel-powered train. It's been delivered to the local store in a diesel-powered truck. Diesel, where I am now, is almost $6 a gallon. And I have friends who are business people. I'll give you one example. Dear friend of mine, really a family member, owns and operates a tow truck business. And he said, Jeff, my particular tow truck, he's got his own favorite tow truck that he drives out of the fleet. He says, my particular tow truck, it's 100 gallons of diesel every day. Every day it burns 100 gallons of diesel. If I get 25 calls in a day, okay, so sometimes there are days where I only get two or three. He says, but it doesn't matter because that truck is running because it has to be able to go anywhere in our area to take that job. So think about it. He's starting the day $600 in the hole. $600 in the hole every single day. Now, you know what his decision has been? I hate to say this, but I'm going to tell you. His decision has been, I think I'm just going to park the truck. I don't know that I'm going to answer these calls anymore. And how many other people right now involved in some sort of a business that utilizes diesel are thinking the same thing? You know, the price of fertilizer has gone up 300%. I got a dear friend of mine owns and operates a supermarket. Great, great guy. Just a dear friend. He said, Jeff, you haven't begun to see the price increases at the supermarket yet. I said, well, come on, I'm looking at him. He says, no. He says the crops that the farmers are going to bring in September are going to be crops that are there as a result of this fertilizer they've just gotten that's 300% higher. So your cost is going to be considerably higher in September. We've already got empty shelves. Talk about an un-American situation. Empty shelves in the United States of America? People unable to travel? People unable to transact business? That's not America, my friends, or at least not the America I know. Jeff Katz sitting in for Todd Starnes today. You are listening to The Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star.
Wow. I'll tell you, I got to apologize for actually talking over that song. What a beautiful, beautiful song and an amazing voice. Let me get this out of the way, and then we're going to chat with Charles Billingsley. Maybe he'll sing for us. I don't know. I mean, it's just beautiful. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd Starnes today on the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studio. And Todd, as I've mentioned to you, on his way to New York for the big talk radio conference up there. I'm going to be headed up there tomorrow. I think we're going to have just a little bit of fun. All right, maybe even a moderate amount of fun. But when I am done sitting in for Todd today, I'm going to share this song from Charles Billingsley with my wife, Heidi, because it's just beautiful. Charles, thanks so much for joining us via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line.
Well, man, I'm just enjoying listening to you talk. You made me feel record. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, listen, let me give all of the details. You are the worship leader, the vocalist, the teaching pastor at Thomas Road Baptist Church, and you got a voice that will just blow everybody's socks right off their feet, my friend.
Well, that is very kind. I don't know if the whole world would agree, but you know what? You're making my day anyway.
Well,
so thank you.
I'm happy to be making it. So give us a little background, because I'm listening to that song and I'm thinking, huh, I don't know if I would hear that on a Sunday morning, but maybe I would. Right?
Well, I mean, it'd be a different kind of church service if you did.
That's for sure.
You know, I mean, it's funny because I've been doing this now for 30 years and I've done nothing but Christian records, you know, for 30 years. And I just, I guess it's probably, at least for the last 10 or 15 years, I've wanted to make a record that just sort of celebrates the art, celebrates the voice, but it also could possibly open up some ears, a new audience to, you know, maybe not a church-going audience, my typical church crowd. I've been singing to the same people for 30 years, you know, around the same conferences and churches all over the country, and it's been wonderful, and they're very loyal, and I love them, and they love me, and it's great. But I thought, well, man, you know, before I'm getting too old here, I sure would like to do a record that just showcases the vocals and opens up an audience to me that maybe doesn't know me. So I did this record for the sole purpose of sort of expanding an audience, not leaving the church by any way, shape, or form. But
okay.
At the same time, church people like these songs too, you know.
Well, heck yeah. I mean, and let's be clear, even though you've been singing, you said, to the same folks for 30 years, I don't think anybody looks at the door and goes, oh, it's Billingsley again. I don't think anybody's doing that. I think you're okay, Charles.
Well, you know what? That makes me very happy to hear that. I hope they don't.
So tell me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Tell me a little bit about it. So it's called The Shadow of Your Smile. Tell me all about it.
Well, you know, crazy? We just sort of started down this road of these old classics, and I wanted to make a record full of just some beautiful songs with some beautiful new arrangements. Of course, you know, there's 15 songs on this record. 14 out of the 15 have probably been recorded 150 times by other artists. You know, everything from Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Rod Stewart, everybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a sense, we're not breaking new ground here at all, except that it's new for me, and it's new for my little listening audience. And so we're having a blast. And so I started out kind of thinking along the lines of a big band record, and then it expanded into... hey, let's do a couple of these light jazz numbers, like what you were just playing, "The Shadows Your Smile," and then I went ahead and just created a calling card, I guess, for all these performing arts centers and symphonies that we're hoping to be playing in soon. And by doing that, I needed a few little Broadway numbers, so we did "Bring Him Home" from Les Mis, and and then I even added a classical number because I was an opera minor in college. So we threw in a classical piece, "Time to Say Goodbye," you know, even do a little Italian on there and stuff. So it really is this humongous, eclectic group of songs that somehow feels really cohesive, I think, because I used, you know, the same vocal production and the same guys to mix, and a lot of the same arrangers did all the songs. So it feels very cohesive and put together, although the way we did it was pretty sporadic. You know, it took me about 8 months to make this record, so we were kind of all over the map, but it turned out really cool, and I could not be happier.
So you're talking about doing songs that have been recorded by other artists. It takes, I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but man, you gotta be gutsy to step up to the plate and go, yeah, I'm singing Sinatra, sit down and get ready for this, guys. Come on.
You're right. I don't know if it's what do they call it? Chutzpah or something like that?
Chutzpah. Yes, chutzpah in my neighborhood, my friends.
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, you know what? You're right. And that's why I felt I was so just very adamant about these arrangements being great. They had to be great arrangements. And, you know, that really is what turned out. The string arrangements, the brass, it's very, very just really strong. Yeah. And then, you know, then it's just a matter of, you know, putting my voice on it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Some people are going to listen and go, ah, he's no Sinatra. And then others might listen and go, hey, you know what? It sounds pretty good. So hopefully my take on these songs will be a welcome to the people who are big Sinatra fans instead of a deterrent.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you right now, Heidi and I are huge Sinatra fans, and I listen to some of your stuff. She hasn't heard it yet because she's not home yet, but when she gets home, I'm telling you right now, we're sharing it. And for other folks maybe who want to check it out, they're hearing Charles Billingsley, because you know, I'm just telling you right now, you know, there are some people sitting there going, Charles Billingsley, isn't that the guy over at Thomas Road Baptist Church? I don't need another gospel album. I'm good. No, I got all my hymns down. I got it. But man, this is so different and so unique. How do they get this album?
Yeah, well, it's easy. You know, we got physical copies for those of us, you know, those 10 of you listening that have a CD player. But the other people, you know, just download it right on Apple Music, or download it on Spotify or Pandora, anywhere you can get anybody else's music, you should be able to find this one. And it's just, it's a ton of fun. It really is. There's so much on this record, and it'll take you through all kinds of, you know, ups and downs. And the main thing is, though, there's sort of this interlocking theme throughout, and it's just the theme. And the reason I did it, Jeff, is because for 2 years we've seen faces with no smiles because they were cut mask. And I just wanted to create a record that would bring churchgoers and non-churchgoers alike a little smile on their face and just give them a little jolt of happiness. So fire up the grill, turn up the songs, and just have a great time listening to this thing.
This is so beautiful. So I just want to make sure I get it right. It is "The Shadow of Your Smile." That's the name of the album as well.
That's the name of the album. Yes, sir.
Okay, and Charles Billingsley. Now, Charles, I got to tell you something. Heidi, when she gets home, I guarantee you'll have an entire brand new download on Spotify. But, you will. It'll be on her phone, and before I know it, it's going to show up on my phone. But I am one of those guys. I've got signed books and signed records and signed CDs. So somehow, some way, be on the lookout for an email from me, because I'm going to want a CD, and you're going to have to sign it and say something nice. You know?
I and I'm going to sign a dear, my best friend, Jeff. Yeah, and if somebody wants something like that, they can go to charlesbillings.com, or I think we even got some Walmart, Best Buy. The other thing is, and here's the cool thing. In the fall, it's coming out in vinyl. And so when we get the vinyls out, I'll get you one.
I love it. I love it. All right, so charlesbillingsley.com. Go there, get the personalized stuff. Charles, I just can't tell you. You're talking about bringing smiles back. I've just had a giant smile listening to the tunes. I can't wait till my lovely bride gets home to download it for us. And, man, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to have a whole new crop of brand new listeners because you have one heck of a voice, my friend. It's truly a blessing.
Thank you, Jeff. You've made my day, bro. Thank you. And tell Todd to have a great time at that conference.
I will do that. I will do that. That is Charles Billingsley, and I'm just telling you, if you are looking for a great change of pace, his brand new recording is called The Shadow of Your Smile. You can get it at charlesbillingsley.com, charlesbillingsley.com. You can find it on Apple or Spotify. As he said, he's got the vinyl coming out soon. He's got the CD out right now, and you're thinking, well, what else? Well, you know, he is the worship leader and the teaching pastor at Thomas Road Baptist Church. And I wasn't familiar with that part of his life, but I hear this music, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now I got to go and learn a little bit more about that. What an absolute thrill it was to chat with him. And I do thank my dear friend Todd Starnes for letting me sit in and having that experience. It is Jeff Katz sitting in today for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
The Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for Todd today. So much going on as well. I'm going to have the opportunity, about 40 minutes or so from now to catch up with an old friend, Dave Bratt. Dave was a wonderful member of Congress, and he was always my go-to guy for anything related to the economy. Now, of course, he's the dean of the business school at Liberty University. I see these news stories. Oh, we're headed for a recession. Have to have a recession. Janet Yellen going, I
didn't know inflation was bad. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I missed that.
Really? You were absent that day? This is like Econ 101. All right. I am sitting alone right now, and I'm still not the smartest guy in the room. And you know what? Even I know that inflation is caused by too much money, too much currency, chasing too few goods. So when Joe Biden said, fire up the... Well, he didn't actually complete the sentence. I think he passed out. But somebody there in the White House said, fire up the printing presses. We're printing another kajillion dollars worth of money. What could possibly go wrong? This in front of you is what could possibly go wrong. What's going wrong? It's all going wrong, isn't it? You have a retirement account? 401k, IRA, whatever it is. Bunch of money stuffed under your mattress, buried in the hope chest out in the backyard or something. Right? It's losing value every single day. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And then you hear people who, I don't want to be nasty and say they're stupid, so I won't say that, but you get the idea. They're stupid people who say, oh, this is great. I'm making $15 an hour now. Oh, okay. Explain to me, now that you're making $15 an hour, what are you buying? Well, I don't know what you mean. Okay, well, let's go through this then. 2 years ago, how much were you making? Oh, I was making like $7 an hour. Mm-hmm. And when you went to buy lunch, what could you buy for $7? Well, back then, I bought a sandwich and a soda. And what did it cost you? Well, about $7. Okay. What about now? Well, now I make $15 an hour. Okay, great. What do you buy for lunch? I normally get a sandwich and a soda. Okay. How much does that cost you? About $15. Do you see a problem here? Do you understand what I'm getting at? Your salary went up. So congratulations on that front, I suppose. But your buying power is the same. And in fact, truth be told, your money is worth less. It's actually worth less. And so your buying power will be diminished the more involved we get with this outrageous, ridiculous Bidenflation. Now, I want to remind you about something. I said this at the very beginning of the program. I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it again. Leftists hate you. I hate to say that. I really do. It bothers me to no end that we've come to this point, but it's become clear. And the Great Reset, right? You've heard about that. My friend Glenn Beck wrote a marvelous book about it. Nobody's hiding the Great Reset. World Economic Forum elitists, they're not hiding it. They're telling you flat out, we know best for you. You're not smart enough to handle things on your own. Just let us do it. And they're looking at making all of us serfs. And instead of acknowledging that, you know what we're hearing from the left? The left claims that it's right-wing media. In fact, we have the former, communications director for Barack Obama, David Pfeiffer? Clip number six, please.
Or from Isaac was really revealing that there are people within the White House who feel like they're not getting their message out. How true?
Definitely true. And I put myself in the top percentile of Americans sympathetic to the challenges they have. When I worked in the White House, it was hard to get our message out because the media environment was so chaotic and hyperbolic. And there was this emerging right-wing media machine that was starting to drown out our message. That problem is exponentially worse now. The White House isn't, even if you put aside all of the crises happening outside of their control, they're dominating the news. The presidential bully pulpit is incredibly small. And this is the huge challenge of Democrats, is that we are losing the messaging wars because the Republicans, as I write in the book, the Republicans have spent decades building up this massive apparatus, includes cable news, digital sites, YouTube personalities, you know, Facebook messaging, that is pushing right-wing disinformation and propaganda at the expense of normal political conversation in this country. Democrats have to work extra hard to be omnipresent in the political conversation because we don't have an apparatus who's going to do that for us like President Trump did.
That's one thing that's interesting to look at, which there is a segment of the country for which those hearings, I suppose you're saying, will not exist.
They will not exist. And it's the same thing on the economy, right? When within the right-wing media ecosystem, when Donald Trump was president, the economy was great. Jobs numbers were the single most important thing, right? It was the greatest economy in history, according to Fox. Once, you know, obviously the economy is very complicated right now. But the idea that we are having historic job growth, one of the greatest jobs in history, is not a piece of information that's being communicated to a large swath of the population because right-wing media outlets and the billionaires that fund it do not want people to know that.
You got to be kidding me, dude. And let me ask a follow-up question. What the heck are you drinking / smoking? The right-wing media? I'd love to meet members of the right-wing media. I'd love to find the billionaires who are funding and supporting right-wing media. You know what you've got? You have a handful of courageous people like Todd who are standing up and exposing the truth of the left, giving you the truth about Joe Biden, giving you the truth about the Schmuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's, and showing you exactly what is really going on. And the problem for Biden and the rest of these operatives is even the legacy news media hacks who, generally speaking, regurgitate Democrat Party talking points on demand, even they're paying too much for gasoline, and they ain't happy about it. Well, we'll distract everybody with January 6th, the Dog and Baloney Show. We'll be talking about that in a moment. It is Jeff Katz. Happy to be sitting in for Todd Starnes today. You are listening to The Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
It is indeed the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for Todd today. Todd is on his way to New York, and we in our talk radio industry actually have a major, major conference coming up in New York. Todd's going to be broadcasting live from New York. I'm headed up tomorrow. Really looking forward to catching up with Todd. I think the last time that we were hanging out in person was covering one of the presidential campaigns in New Hampshire. That's a long time ago. But make no mistake, you can learn all about Todd's travels and make sure you are listening to him by visiting toddstarnes.com. Now, the Dog and Pony Show, or the Dog and Baloney Show, the January 6th Commission is about to have some sort of show trials. And I just think it's all about distraction and trying to convince people not to pay attention to the fact that we're now paying double for gasoline what we were before Mr. Biden moved into the Oval Office. Congresswoman Kat Kamak is with us. And Congresswoman Kamak, I appreciate you being here. You're up at close and personal seeing all of this stuff. What the heck is going on there in D.C. these days?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you actually caught me right off the House floor. We're starting the voting process now. And while there is a, as you said, dog and pony show going on right now with the Democrats and the January 6th commission, they are hell-bent on taking our Second Amendment rights away from us. And it is happening. It is not a drill. This is a very real and scary prospect that we're facing down in the legislation that we're going to be voting on today and tomorrow. And it's everything from mandating ridiculous storage for firearms in our homes, to putting domestic violence victims at risk, preventing them from getting their hands on their constitutionally protected means of protection. And also something crazy, the judicial process. There will be no due process for people in this country. They want to institute nationwide red flag laws. And this is absolutely ludicrous. This is just one more step towards the ultimate goal for the left of dependency and control. Keep in mind that this is coming from the same people that want to defund police. Tell me they don't want us to be defenseless and dependent on government. It's absolutely crazy what we're dealing with, and we're happening. It's happening right now. We're in the thick of it, and we need people to get on the phones and call their member of Congress and demand vote no.
So remind everybody, you talk about red flag laws. What exactly are we talking about, and how would they impose such a thing on a nationwide basis?
So, and first let me say, we know that red flag laws do not work. I can give you example after example of instances where those red flag laws have failed on the state level. But what they're saying is, if you are identified as someone who could potentially be a threat, that without due process, without any investigation, law enforcement will be mandated through the judicial system to come and confiscate your gun. What's crazy is that it is then upon you to go and get your guns back, your rights back, and there's no burden of proof for losing your Second Amendment rights in the process. And so you can see how quickly this can go downhill. You know, you can have people who maybe have a vendetta, people who have nothing better to do but, you know, cause problems for other people. This can go very, very sideways very quick. And without that due process, you look at the United States Constitution, how it was crafted, our Bill of Rights, and what was put in place to protect our rights and the judicial due process that each citizen is owed. This mm-hmm. is going to undermine and destroy the very foundation that we know today. And the fact that people are so casual about this today is a little bit like living in the Twilight Zone, to be quite honest.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, Congresswoman. So obviously, we do need to call our respective members of Congress. But then there is this part of me saying, well, Nancy Pelosi, her crew control the House. You've got the Senate in the control of the Democrats. Will our voice make a difference is the question a lot of people are going to ask.
Absolutely. You know, I have over the last 16 months taken to social media, and of course with help of so many outlets like yours and others, we've really been able to let people know of how to engage with their members of Congress, how they can call and voice their opinion, but more importantly, how they can move the needle. When Build Back Broke was on the table and we were really fighting back, it was the thousands of phone calls that scared the moderate Democrats, that scared the moderates in the middle into voting no. And I say this so many times, there is nothing that a career politician fears more than an educated, motivated, and activated constituent. Mm-hmm. And that is why these phone calls are so important, because the minute that the phones start ringing off the hook, that's a cue to the member and their teams that, listen, our folks are keyed in and they are not happy. We cannot do this, because we all know nobody in Washington votes for us. The only people that vote for us are the folks back home. Yep. And so that's why those calls are so important, and they do make a difference.
I hate to ask this, but I've got to ask it. Is there any trouble on the Republican side of the aisle? Are there Republicans who are willing to go along with this leftist gun grab?
Yeah, you know, that's been the really troubling part, is I've had some members quietly say to me, you know, like, so, you know, you in theory are cool with us if we were to do like a ban on this. And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? And so I think that covertly, there's a lot of people that harbor some moderate, more liberal tendencies on this issue. Mm-hmm. But I do think that many have been, you know, put into a place where their constituents are speaking out and they know they cannot go that route. Yeah. I think you will see a handful, maybe half a dozen or less, Republicans vote for these gun control measures. But the thing that I keep saying is that this is so far beyond gun control. This is about our constitutional rights. And if we are serious about protecting our kids and school safety and supporting domestic violence survivors, you would 100% be focused on that. None of these bills make our schools safer, make our communities safer. They don't address mental health issues. They don't address shortfalls within the background check system, which would be fixing the NICS system, you know, making the different databases talk to each other.
Right.
None of that is addressed here. This is nothing more than a gun grab. And so we do have to be very wary of Republicans that are going to play ball with the Democrats on this, because the Democrats have not allowed a single Republican amendment or bill to be brought to the floor on this issue. So it's clear that they don't want bipartisanship.
Right.
On the Senate side, we do have some Republicans that are playing ball, and that is very concerning, because you give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you absolutely are correct on this when you talk about it being a gun grab. At the very beginning, you talked about the dependency, and that is what the left wants. They want people dependent on government. They want people unable to decide things for themselves, to make decisions, to take actions for themselves, because if they give you something, then they can take it away at some point.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing that I continually point back to, is less government is better government. And yeah. You can see what all this government in our lives has given us so far. We've got, in some parts of the country, $10 a gallon gas. We've got 8% inflation. Seniors and working class families are having to make the decision between, do I buy groceries or gas? We've got a border crisis. We've got businesses going under because they cannot make ends meet. We don't have a labor force because we're paying people to stay home and not work. Americans left behind in Afghanistan. I mean, no baby formula on the shelf. what is going on in America today?
I know.
It's awful.
It is. It is. It's not an America I recognize. Well, Congresswoman, I thank you so much for joining us, and you keep fighting the good fight. I know Todd will be back in touch with you. We'll get an update on how this all plays out. That is Kat Kamik, who is a member of the United States House of Representatives, and you hear what's going on. I mean, this is a gun grab, and I want you to be very clear on that, and you don't have to own a single solitary firearm to know why this is important. We take a look at our United States Constitution. We take a look at our Bill of Rights. And I'm going to explain something, and I don't mean to be lecturing, but I just have to explain this. Our Constitution is unique. Our Bill of Rights is unique. Because when you look at it, you realize it doesn't give us any rights. There's not a single solitary right guaranteed or granted in any of those things. It's not. It simply affirms the rights which have been given to us by God. And you know what it really does? It constrains the federal government and says, mind your own doggone business. You can't take this away from people. You can't intrude on this right. Well, everybody has that. No, they don't. And I'll give you a great example. Take a look to the north. Take a look to Canada over the last 6 months. Canada has a constitution. And they have something they call the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Oh, that's just their Bill of Rights, is it? Because you saw what happened, didn't you? You had truckers converge on Ottawa, Ontario, the capital of Canada. And the government, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, did his very best impression of his real hero, Fidel Castro, and started taking action against those truckers. Those truckers weren't protected by the Canadian Constitution. Because it's the Canadian government that gave them rights, and it's the Canadian government that's taking them away. And so those guys lost their pets. They were at risk of losing their trucks, their homes, their commercial driver's licenses. Take a look at what Justin Trudeau has done just now. We're going to outlaw every single handgun in Canada. Nobody will have one, and there's nothing they can do. I'm telling you right now, you'd better stand up and make sure that your member of Congress stands firm on this. Jeff Katz sitting in today for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
It is the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my old friend. I don't mean old like he's old. I mean, you know, my longtime friend. How's that? Todd is much better with wording than I am. But my longtime friend, Todd Starnes. Todd is making his way to New York for the big Talkers Magazine conference and convention, and he will be quite successful up there. There's going to be a lot of people congratulating him because every single day the Todd Starnes Show grows across the country. Now, I'm based at News Radio WRVA in Central Virginia, and we are very, very proud, very happy to be the home of Todd Starnes in Central Virginia. WSJS has now gotten on board in the Triad. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. News Talk Sports for the Triad. And not only do you have a great host now, you also have the opportunity to win a prize package from Todd. Yeah, if you want to jump in at 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868, if you are calling because you're listening at WSJS, well, guess what? You will receive a wonderful Todd Starnes gift package. Randy is in Georgia. Now, he's listening on the KWAM app, and I'm happy to have him here. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted make a comment to all those. You know, there's a lot of kids home from school, and this is a perfect opportunity to teach them about what's going on in the economy just by referencing what it looked like last year. I've got a daughter who's home from school,
I helped her get her credit card, and I'm showing her how to utilize it. And today, when you were referencing about gas, I quickly pulled up 1 year ago's statement, and I'm showing her how much she paid for gas. And she can see where this is last month, right? She paid 50% more every time she filled up. Now, she's responsible for that gas charge. I take care of everything else. Mm-hmm. She's kind of looking at me. And I said, honey, you haven't even hit this month's statement yet. It's coming, and it will be double what you paid last year, because right now the cost of fuel is more than double what it was at this time last year. I drive a diesel truck. I'm in the service industry. Okay. I have to pass these costs directly on to, you know, the homeowners that call me to do something. Yeah. And, you know, they're sometimes looking at me like, hey, you know, why are your costs going up? And I can simply say that, hey, I didn't vote for this, but it's, you know, coming through my pocket. It's going to come out of yours. So,
that's right.
You know, it's a prime time. Our kids are the next generation to be running all this stuff. And man, here's something else I cannot figure out. I absolutely do not believe it takes $1 trillion to run the government. I do not know where all this money is going, and nor do I know who to call to say, show me the checkbook where all these funds are going. Because I greatly feel like there's an incredibly small percentage of people that know the people in the government and how to get this money. And I'm mad now because I don't know those people. I'd like to get some of that money. I'm not in the category to be able to receive all these handouts that have occurred over the past 2 years. Yeah. And it is absolutely, you know, I've got enough hair falling out, and now there's more because of all this.
Listen, I hear you, my friend. It is an outrageous time. We have folks in D.C. who continue to tell us, hey, we know best. We know how to run your business. We know how to run your life. We'll do what we want to do. You've got the folks at the World Economic Forum in Davos who are looking, quite frankly, to make all of us into modern-day serfs. They don't want us to own anything, and they're doing it all in front of us, and you still have the leftists who are saying to me, hey, you people are haters. And it's like, no, I just want to live my life. And the more you leave me alone, the better off I am.
Nobody calls me and says, hey, Randy, we're planning on spending hundreds of billions of dollars over here. Are you okay with that?
That's right.
They just do it. And then you learn about it on the news.
That's right.
So with all the problems that we have here, you know, it makes me very upset. I take care of my household first before I can take care of somebody else's.
Absolutely.
And the U.S. government officials, they don't live like that. They take care of themselves and everybody else because they know that they've got an endless money pit to some extent. You mentioned before, whatever, a few minutes ago, have you looked at your retirement savings? Well, yes, I have. And it's way down. It's more than 30% down in less than 2 years. Now, the previous guy, when he got into office, I watched my savings grow by 100% in 2 years.
That's right.
Okay?
That's exactly right.
And,
Randy?
And
yeah, I don't mean to hit.
Not my first.
No, I got you. And I appreciate the call. I got to run here, but Randy's hitting on all cylinders there. Randy's absolutely right. A service guy using diesel fuel, and he's got to pass the cost directly on to his customers. Now, he talked a little bit about the economy. I'm going to tell you something. We have an absolute treat in just a moment. Dave Bratt, who had been a congressman for a number of years, a college professor at Randolph-Macon College for a number of years, he's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy. He's now the dean of the business school at Liberty University. He'll be along in just a couple of moments. Maybe he can make some sense out of what the heck is going on in D.C. as they print more and more money and put more and more of us out of business. I just don't get it. Jeff Katz in today for Todd Starnes. You are listening to The Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
We'll be right back.
are listening to the Todd Starnes Show live from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd. Todd is headed to New York as we speak, and it is voluntary. Todd's headed up to the big talk radio conference and convention up there. He'll be broadcasting from New York over the next couple of days. I'm actually headed up there tomorrow. Should be a great, great time. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I got news for you. The only place that you are able to hear people defending real American values and arguing on behalf of common sense principles, yeah, it's talk radio in this day and age. And I look at what Secretary Janet Yellen is telling me. What'd she say the other day? Oh, we've done everything possible. Yeah, you've done everything possible to break the economy. You've done everything possible to turn us from an energy exporter into a beggar nation. I mean, these people are totally out of control. Even I, with a very rudimentary understanding of economics, this isn't even Econ 101, even I understand inflation. Too much money chasing too few goods. Now, Dave Bratt's economic knowledge, a little deeper than that. And somebody who has been a college professor, a member of Congress, the dean of the business school now at Liberty University, and just a really wonderful American. Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dr. Katz, great to be on with you.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't heard your voice in far too long. It is great to hear you. My goodness,
you
we
you
miss
too,
you.
Brother.
We so miss you. All right, so I just delivered all of my economic knowledge on inflation, but I'm actually right on that, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of confusion out there, and conservatives are making errors too. You know, and the left, you know, the cars cause inflation, Putin causes inflation, the war causes inflation, fertilizer causes inflation, food shocks. None of that's true. Right. So inflation, the definition is a general rise in the entire price level of the United States, right? Of an economy.
Right.
Not just a good here and there. So that's important because then you can't make up crazy stuff like that if you got the basic definition in your head. And then secondly, Milton Friedman, University of Chicago, won the Nobel Prize for this before politics got crazy. And so it's always good to go back to the basics. And he said what you said. Inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. It's not caused by the Saudi oil spikes. It's not caused by anything. It's just if you print too much money chasing too few goods, and the goods means output, GDP. So the formula, Friedman and John Taylor now at Stanford, if you want to follow the smartest guy on it now, is John Taylor, and he has the Taylor rule. But you're supposed to print, you know, if the economy's growing at 2%, which it is right now, it's kind of anemic. You print 2% money, and that's it. And then you don't get inflation, period. And so now the politicians are just spending and making stuff up. And then, you know, we printed too much money back in 07, 08, and all that money went into the housing market and caused that financial crisis. Now we've printed way more money. And we printed so much money, it's now in every asset class. It's in equities, there's too much in bonds, there's too much in real estate. So now they're calling it the everything bubble. And the reason the Fed keeps doing zero interest rates and all these tricks and printing more money is because they're horrified that if this bubble pops, we're going to be, you know, fishing under bridges with Frodo soon.
We print more money, and then our solution is to print more money. But Dave, I have to remind everybody, I've been told by the president and a lot of the Democrats in the House and the Senate that lots of the stuff is just free. I mean, free stuff is free, Dave.
Right.
It doesn't cost us anything, does it?
Yeah. Well, that's the we're going to learn the hard way, right? The politicians don't like, you know, offering spinach or saying we got to absorb some pain.
Yeah.
Reagan and Volcker did that, right? They crushed inflation in a matter of a year, and it was painful. And no one wants to deliver any bad news, right? I mean, I spoke on that. Now we're up to $30 trillion in debt, and the Fed has $9 trillion on the Federal Reserve. That's not the government, right? On their balance sheet.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the unfunded liabilities of Social Security, Medicare, and all that. That's another $100 trillion. And so, no, we got terrible. The real economy, no one even knows what it is anymore, right? But the real economy is the jobs out there, manufacturing, making stuff, capital investment, human capital, education. It's not the stock market. That's not the economy, right? The economy's making stuff, and it's a disaster. We're going to have to live with this anemic economy now for 20 or 30 years it's going to take us to dig out. So that's the real problem.
Oh.
And the rich billionaire class, the oligarchs, they're just chasing returns, right? And they're getting rich because they got connections. And we don't. And so that's what's roughly going on. And the kids growing up are going to be faced with an economy that's just a disaster. And the labor market's already shifting, right? It's been very tight.
Yeah,
and hard to find people to work. That's all shifted. Keep your eye on the labor market. And students out there and seniors getting to retire, I would not retire right now. I'd keep your job, keep your benefits, get skilled up, and play it conservative because we got some tough times ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Dave, I was coming to you for good news. My goodness.
Cheery,
I mean,
right,
this
I'm scary, right. It's called the dismal science for a reason.
Unbelievable. Dave Brad is joining us. Now, Dave is the dean of the business school at Liberty University. He was a college professor at Randolph-Macon. He was a member of Congress. I mean, you always keep your highest title. So what's your highest title now? Professor, doctor, dean? What is it?
I have no idea. They call me Brad. I don't care.
So, listen, you mentioned Stanford. You may or may not remember my son, Harry. He's just wrapped up his second year at Stanford. And I'm out of kidneys to sell. I sold one for the freshman year, one for the sophomore year. I don't know what to do next, Dave. I just don't know.
Right. Well, congratulations. That's an achievement getting in there. That's a smart kid.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a smart kid, but I feel so bad, Dave, because I look at the country my dad gave me, and you and I are about the same age.
Yep.
I think you feel the same way. We were given a beautiful country, and there's always a bump here or something you got to sort of buff out. It's like an old car. You keep it running.
Right.
You keep it looking good. But, man, we're delivering to our kids and grandkids something that seems like it could be out of the 1920s.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I'll give you another good piece of dreary news. Stanford, et cetera. Go Google Peter Thiel, right? He's a good, smart guy on productivity.
Yep.
He's got some short little YouTubes on what a disaster our productivity is. The dot-com bubble, we had some innovation back there, right, 2000, and it lasted only about 5 years showing up in the data. It's no longer showing up. So our innovation and entrepreneurial mindset, and the top guy in the country on that is Robert Gordon at Northwestern University. And he shows, he's got basic, simple graphs. You can go Google him, and he's got a YouTube out about 6 months ago. But total factor productivity, that is the only variable that causes long-run economic growth. The only one. And that's the entrepreneurial mindset, innovation, research. And Thiel and him both say it's not showing up. There's no productivity growth, total factor productivity showing up in the data anymore. And that's the only thing that causes long-run growth. So when you mentioned Stanford and Silicon Valley and everything, we got small little slivers out there. You know, Silicon Valley, the research triangle at Raleigh, Boston. You know, there's a few, you know, and so we got smart people, but it's not broad-based. And the research, you know, Thiel's very clever the way he messages on that. But he just says everybody, you know, all the foundations that do medical research, they're just paying people to spin the wheels and just do research. But it's not ending up in the business cycle at all, in the economy. And you look at, like, the Federal Reserve, all the economists, they got floors and floors of research economists. Not sure what the payoff there is.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. So that's here in the United States. Is it elsewhere, or are there other countries looking at this going, man, we're going to eat America's lunch now?
No, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And like Europe came, Gordon's got Europe, the 15 European countries way back after World War II. They came out of the gates hot after the war in Europe because they had to rebuild. But now their total factor productivity is zero as well. And then China has been the exception, but they're throwing good money after bad now too, right? Because they're not naturally innovative. So they've thrown about as much as you can at their real estate sector. You know, they're tearing down the buildings and infrastructure. There's only so many high-speed trains you can can build that, you know, really enhance your productivity. And right. So they're kind of reaching a dead end, and they're starting to break up, I think. So that the CCP, we don't want the Chinese people to be hurt, but the CCP needs to be replaced, the Communist Party.
Wow. All right, so what do I do? Just be grateful that I'm in my 50s and I won't see this all come to fruition? My goodness.
Right, right. No, you do what you do. You message all day. You got to explain to people what's going on. If you don't understand the state of the problem, you don't know how to fix it. So that's why I go into the negative. People have it's amazing, like Youngkin, right? I mean, he had every tailwind imaginable with the Afghanistan blow-up, inflation, the border disaster, $30 trillion in debt, $5 trillion budgets for the federal government. And he still only won by 3 points. It's like, who are these other 47% of the people? I mean, that's the problem. What is going on out there in the water supply? I don't know.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, listen, I said it before, we certainly miss you in Central Virginia, but we are so happy that you're still in the Commonwealth, our beloved Commonwealth, and you're there at Liberty University, molding young minds and getting them to do the right thing. And I just wonderful to hear your voice. And I'm going to reach out to you to get you back on our local show, man, because that's the number one request I get. I'm telling you right now, whatever happened to Dave Bratt. So we got you now, brother.
Anytime. God bless you guys and everybody listen. And parents out there, if you want to come by, I'm on the third floor of the business school. Come on up, bring your juniors and seniors in high school and take a tour with the Dean Bratt.
Well, listen, Bratt, I may bring Harry after he graduates Stanford and maybe a couple of years graduate school at Liberty
will
fix his mind after four years at
Stanford. We'll realign him. Right. That's right.
I love it. Thank you, Dave. That is Dave Bratt. He is just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And he's not kidding. He's on the third floor of the business school at Liberty University. You've got rising juniors and seniors in high school, and they're thinking about economics. There's nobody smarter in America than Dave Bratt, and so down to earth, and what a decent, decent human being. I just love the guy. I really, really do. 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Remember, if you're listening to us on the brand new affiliate, WSJS in Winston-Salem, News Talk Sports for the Triad, well, if you give us a shot and you get through, you've actually got a Todd Starnes prize pack coming your way. So yeah, let me give you the number again, 844-747-8868. If you're online right now, you're at toddstarnes.com. Excellent. That's a good place for you to be. If you don't mind, head on over to Getter. Would you follow me, please? The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. No, I don't have a kajillion followers like Todd does. You know, I'm a little tiny guy at News Radio WRBA in Central Virginia, but I'd love it if you give me a follow, The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. And you can always email me, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. It's Jeff Katz in for Todd Starnes. It is The Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
It is the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studio. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my buddy Todd today. I got news for you. I believe that the Todd Starnes Show now is the quickest 3 hours in radio. I really do. Great listeners, and what an amazing collection of guests, thanks to Grace Baker and the team at the Todd Starnes Building. Todd Starnes International Headquarters. Now, Todd, as I've mentioned to you, is headed up to New York. I think he's there. I just saw on Facebook that he's just posted a couple of new photos. So I'm going to head over there and just see where exactly he is, because I will be headed up to New York for this big... Ah, yes, he is in New York. There it is. All right, he has discovered... You ready for this? He's discovered the Krispy Kreme Donuts location right there in Times Square. Wow. All right. Well, follow Todd's adventures on Facebook. I will actually be getting to hang out with Todd in just a couple of days. Well, no, a couple of hours, rather. Tomorrow I'll be headed up there. Now, I did want to share a couple of other things with you just quickly, very, very quickly. You've got to take a listen to some of what passes for policy out of D.C. Now, I just don't understand how we've gotten to this point, but we have gotten to this point. And the point that we have gotten to is creating a disaster. Speaking of disasters, Joy Behar is with the Yakking Yentas, The View. You want to talk about a disaster? You want to talk about an excuse for policy? Take a listen to Behar, cut number one.
The criticism that it's a theatrical event, because they did hire a former ABC News president mm-hmm. to go there.
Yeah.
He used to work here. We know him, James Goldson. Mm-hmm. He's doing something with them. Mm-hmm.
I think, with the hearings on
Thursday and what's coming up next week. But I think that is an important thing. On Thursday night, my feeling is that they must present this in the most dramatic way they can, so that people will continue to watch. Something like, on that day, these people tried to have your vice president killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, maybe something like that will slap them into, wow, is that true? Mm-hmm. Let's hear more about that. And I don't object to the theatricality of it. It's really, you've got to keep people's attention.
Well, there's a shock. She doesn't object to the theatricality of it. I assume that's a word. I don't know. I'm not going to argue. But of course she likes the theatrical part of it. This is all a show. You make no mistake about this. There's exactly zero substance to this January 6th performance. It's like performance art. We used to use the phrase dog and pony show. I got news for you. This is the dog and baloney show. There's nothing there. You've got people who apparently misbehave to the extreme, and they have been arrested and punished. Now, how on earth you want to tie this to every Republican in America is beyond me, except I really know what's going on, and I want you to know what's really going on. It is the fact. It is the fact that Joe Biden, Schmuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, every single Democrat in America has failed us. Every single one. They have failed us. They took an economy that was cooking like nobody's business. It was firing on all cylinders. And they broke it. And they are determined to take we the people, proud Americans, and frankly, turn us into modern-day serfs. That seems to be what this Great Reset is all about. And so rather than have you focus on that, rather than have you focus on the fact that gasoline is now double what it was when this guy was moved into the Oval Office, they want to give you this. Don't fall for it. I'm not going to watch it. I have no interest in it. I live in the real world. Thank you so much to Kyle and Grace and Todd for their gracious hospitality. Make sure that you give me a follow on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show, and go to ToddStarnes.com for everything Todd. It is Jeff Katz sitting in today for my dear friend Todd, The Todd Starnes Show.